Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Network's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. How are you, Wynn? And it's another interesting week we've had, and great to talk to you today.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain this week, and I think we're going to have more rain next week. It's quite something, the weather.
Yeah, we're not talking weather as a snowstorm hit Pittsburgh. So winter's finally here in February. And, I can't wait till it's over. Can't wait. It's warm and beautiful again. And that'll be soon. What is our topic today? And I think the question is an interesting topic question. We're going to cover one of your four questions that we try to answer in your book, right?
Right. I wrote a book entitled The Four Questions a while back, where we discuss four spiritual questions that if you can answer and act upon the answer, you'll have a much better life. And the questions are, who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? Where am I going when I'm done? And we're going to talk about the third question. What am I doing here today?
Okay. That's going to be interesting because that's a question that everyone thinks about every day when they go to work or they're somewhere. They ask, what am I doing? Why am I here? So kind of explain that.
Well, this is the question that most of us have not yet significantly answered or tried to answer in a meaningful way. Still, each of us has a purpose or a destiny to justify our creation. Now, can you see that if you had a destiny, something that you felt to be very worthwhile and something you knew you must accomplish before you died, that your priorities might be different? You would see a relationship with other people differently. You'd look at your relationships and would look at yourself, and you'd have a vested interest in protecting yourself from harm, lest you were not able to accomplish your purpose. Having a purpose dramatically increases one's self-esteem. And as you know, self-esteem, low self-esteem, is the cause of all addictive behaviors.
Yes.
And that is why it is absolutely necessary to answer this question. For many of us, our answer might be that my purpose is to go to work so that I can make enough money on which to live and to feed my family. But this really isn't a good enough answer because it's not a highly self-esteeming answer. Alternatively, few people would argue with the concept that service to others is a very worthwhile endeavor in life. Service to others is a life purpose that increases self-esteem dramatically.
Yeah. And that's true because when you're giving and doing something that's meaningful to somebody else or doing a good job, you feel better about yourself. You feel that you're somebody in society. You're not just, I'm worthless. I can't do anything, right?
Well, that's absolutely true, Neil. And when we talk about purpose in life or destiny, it doesn't matter what you believe your destiny to be, as long as you have a destiny to believe in.
Yes.
So I've got a question for you to ask. Ask this question. If I didn't have to worry about what anybody thought about me, not my parents, not my wife, husband, children, society in general, and I had no limitations, neither financial, educational, nor of any other kind, what would I want to accomplish with my life that would make me the happiest, most contented, and be able to best justify my existence? So that's a question I want you to answer. You can find it in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3. There's some other information to help you with this part of the program. So now repeat this affirmation. God, I'm ready to learn my true destiny. Give me a burning desire for something to accomplish with my life. Now, simply ask the question and continue to repeat the affirmation and wait on the answer. It will come. Meditation also will speed up the process. Now, the other part of the answer to the question that is interconnected to what we just discussed is that we are here, much as being in school, to learn lessons and grow Yes. and develop spiritually. We often accomplish significant progress toward this goal when we give service to other people. Now, the fathering of one's heart's desire may change the whole universe. Whatever your heart's burning desire turns out to be, it's okay. That's your correct destiny.
Uh-huh.
But destinies can change, and they do. And if sometime in the future you feel your purpose in life has changed, fine. Go with your new purpose. One thing you can be absolutely sure of in life is that things will change. So your affirmation here could be, I am here to do God's will in my life and thereby fulfill my destiny.
And that's powerful, because caring what people think is what puts lots of people with addiction and depression and anger and upsetness, is because they care what people think.
Absolutely. You know, in reality, there's only two people that makes a difference in what they're thinking, and that's you and God. Everybody else, they might have their opinions. They may judge you. They may criticize you. And it all comes to nothing. You don't need to worry about what the other people think, as long as you're happy and God's happy.
So powerful and true. And that's, I guess, something we take with us for the weekend and for people listening to this program, whatever day it is, to think about what you just said.
Yes, Neil. That's a basic underlying structural part or aspect to my program on freedom from addiction. And if you get that part down, you're well on your way to getting rid of any of the 30 different addictions. And you can go over to Amazon and get the book, Freedom from Addiction, and then the number 3, and study it. And if you do 3 things, it seems you always get cured from your addictive behavior. And you might ask, well, what are those 3 things? And they are, 1, you got to want to get well. If you don't have a burning desire to get well, it doesn't make any difference whether it's this program or some other program, you won't get well. And secondly, you have to believe that you can get well. Belief is tremendously important. If you can believe, and you can believe to the extent of a tiny mustard seed, you can move mountains. A little mustard seed grows into a big tree that birds can sit in. And addiction is a mountain. And the third thing, as a result of the first two, you have to show up and do the work.
Yes.
And all the work is in the workbook part of the book, and you can do it at home, and you don't have to take time off from work, and it doesn't cost you anything. So I highly suggest that you get a copy of Freedom from Addiction 3 and get ready to work on getting rid of whatever is bothering you, whatever it is that you can't break away from.
That's true, because you're not going to beat the addiction if you feel awful about yourself and you don't believe that you have a purpose. because that's the point that kind of brings everyone down to a certain level for sure. And best places we can find information on you, where can we go?
Now, the best place to find information would be the website, www.RevWynHendersonMD.com.
And also Lipson, you can listen to your podcast that...
The podcast is a direct link. It would be www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, spelled libsyn.com. And you will be able to hear all my podcasts or just one of them. And then the other thing is YouTube. My account is Wynn Henderson MD. Go over there and see this presentation.
And other programs that you've done regarding video where you're telling some of the segments. So I appreciate you coming by, and we will talk soon.
Great, Neil.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. All right. That was the Freedom from Addiction segment, everyone. Take care.